Welcome to another episode of On Air with Air Cargo Next. I'm your host, Courtney Blacon, Associate Editor with Air Cargo Next. On today's show, we have Joe Kronenberger. He's the Senior Vice President of Air Freight Product at Geodis for the Americas. Today, he'll be discussing the 2024 landscape for air cargo and some of the trends that we'll see this year. Can you provide an overview of the air cargo landscape today?
I sure can. I think really to see, you know, what we're looking at today, we just need to look back in the past a bit, right? You know, we've just come out of the pandemic period, and the pandemic period was, you know, high demand, low capacity, was really high revenue for the freight forwarders, you know, increased GP per ton. And then in 22 and 23, you know, capacity recovered, and we saw a normalization of revenues and GP that was lower than we had experienced in the pandemic. So as we come into 24, you know, we've seen a bit of a jump in the market in January. IATA reports, you know, CTKs improved by about 18% versus January of last year. And on the capacity side, there was an increase of 14%. So we see with that increase in capacity, you know, we're still going to see pressures on yield. And then as far as areas of growth is concerned, we see growth in perishables and e-commerce. But in some of the more traditional verticals, you know, we're seeing a flat period in 2024 with regards to fast-moving consumer goods and fashion and automotive.
Right. And so with that, what are some of the biggest challenges that you think the air cargo industry will face this year?
Well, overcapacity on certain lanes is a challenge because it creates lower yields, makes it difficult to invest and where to invest in your company in the future. You know, we see with the entrance of more e-commerce, you know, into the system, we see higher peaks and lower lows. We have geopolitical conflicts in the Ukraine and Russia. We have the war with Hamas and Israel, which is now, you know, extended into the Red Sea with Houthis attacking, you know, merchant ships. So these are very big challenges. And if some of those wars expand, you know, we could really see some struggles in the air freight industry.
How do you think that the air cargo industry can adapt to those challenges?
Well, you know, we're adapting through solutions. We create alternate routings, you know, so for example, we're now creating sea air routings to serve Europe from Asia via Dubai. We've also created solutions via the West Coast, LAX, into Europe. So we're strategically positioning, you know, to optimize our network and create efficiencies for our customers.
Yeah, and kind of talking about the solutions, this kind of goes along with that. How do you see, you know, the air cargo technology shifting this year? What sort of trends or developments do you see emerging?
Well, I think it's a secret to nobody who's involved in, you know, in our industry that we've been very slow to adapt to technology. However, I think we've made great strides, and it's going to be a very exciting period of time. We have data solutions right now. We have AI entering into our business structure. It's allowing us to, you know, to look at rates, schedules, helps us in our bidding, you know, helps us look at our cargo mix. It overall creates efficiencies and going to lead to increased productivity. So I think it's going to be, you know, a really, really good era for our customers and for our company as well, and for the industry as we deploy these technologies.
Yeah, and then just kind of looking at like the next few months in the short term, what's that landscape for air cargo in the short term?
You know, in the short term, when we look at January, it was very surprising. You know, we've actually saw, as I mentioned earlier, an 18% gain over January of last year. And we've come into February. February is traditionally, you know, we have to deal with the break in production in China that's brought about by Chinese New Year. So we start to see the market coming back now. And then we expect that March will be, you know, strong because, you know, it's typically either the end of the quarter for certain companies and for certain companies, the end of the fiscal year. So March is traditionally strong. I don't think that we'll see the growth that we saw in January, but I do think that we'll see, you know, some growth in the industry. Somewhere probably around, 3 to 4%.
In talking about normalization, and that's kind of been the trending word for the last couple years, as what the market has done. But in the long term, where do we go from here?
Well, in the long term, you know, we have to look at a lot of drivers in our industry. And I think we're anticipating long-term growth at around 4 to 7% between 2024 and 2027. The major driver behind that, again, is going to be e-commerce. If you take e-commerce out of the mix, you may be looking at either a flat to a smaller amount of growth to 1 to 2%. Because we see a lot of the traditional industries in automotive and fashion really not getting that uptick that we're going to see in e-commerce. If we look at the Americas region as a whole, you know, due to nearshoring, we do see opportunities for the Americas region. We see opportunities in Mexico and Brazil, in Chile and Colombia. We also see that we have inflation coming under control right now and a very resilient U.S. economy. We don't know exactly, you know, if we've avoided this recession or if we're going to have a soft landing. It certainly looks at this point like we have. So we're expecting to see, you know, moderate growth of 4 to 7% over that 3-year period.
We'd like to thank Joe so much for joining us today and for his insights into the 2024 landscape of the air cargo industry. Don't forget to check out aircargonext.com for the latest in sustainability, tech, AI, drones, and so much more. And please register for our webinar, The Future Role of Drones in Air Cargo, on March 26th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time.